Lance Mackey is coming off a win at the inaugural Top of the World 350. The race was held last month in memory of late Eagle Chief Isaac Junaby. After an easy run from Toke to Eagle for a commemorative potlatch, teams restarted in the historic town and raced back to Toke. Mackey says his win was timely.
You know, I've had kind of a rough couple of years, and I really needed a nice, clean run, boost my confidence again.
Mackey will run a team in the Kuskokwim 300. That race starts in Bethel on January 18th. 2 weeks later, he'll head for Whitehorse to start this year's Yukon Quest International Sled Dog Race for the seventh time. Last year, you blamed warm weather, a young, inexperienced team, and maybe some of your own poor decision-making on your third-place finish.
Yep.
So I'm wondering what we might look for in this year's Quest.
Well, I'm looking to move up two spots, that's for sure. I had a younger team last year that now those dogs are experienced with some extra racing and more confidence on them. And with all the personal stuff going on in my life, I wasn't really focused. And, you know, so I feel that that's all not an issue. You know, I'm not going to be, I'm not going to complain if I get beat again, but I won't have 40 reasons why it happened.
Some people might be speculating that perhaps Lance Mackey is slowing down. Is that the case?
Yeah, whatever.
Mackey's won the Quest four times. He also has his sights set on a fifth win in Alaska's other 1,000-mile race, the Iditarod.
Absolutely. I need a new truck. That's my goal.
The cancer survivor faces physical challenges other mushers don't, but he says his health hasn't gotten him down yet.
So no, I'll never be back to par, 100%. But I feel that whatever I'm lacking physically, I'm making up for mentally. And, you know, I don't know what the future holds. I'm going to go race the Quest and Iditarod this year and reassess my life. And, you know, if I'm in it next year, great. If not, well, I won't be completely disappointed because I do have to think about me, you know.
Mackey's two sons and a third musher are also running teams from the Comeback Kennel and area mid-distance races this year. Mackey is one of 26 mushers who will line up for the start in Whitehorse for this year's 30th running of the Yukon Quest. In Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.